back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I want to talk about elder care. You know, I want to talk about the people, who work in the nursing homes and the rehabilitation centers. And right now I have a brother who is recovering from a stroke. And as I have been going, you know, back and forth over the last few years to these places, and even going back to even a couple years before that when my dad was in the nursing home. And you know, the one thing for certain when we age is you're going to deal with a whole different aspect of life as you watch the people you love, as the evil consequences of time start to envelop them as well as all of us. And then you find yourself in places like this. And you do know that even though you're there to see others, this is where you'll be soon. In the twinkling of an eye, the loved ones that you are seeing and going to watch, that's going to be you. If you're fortunate enough that, you know, that you live long enough. But in this society, why is it that we won't pay a livable wage to people who do these services? That's not Democrat or Republican. That's just common sense. Many of these facilities do not have the manpower that they need to service the human beings that are there. We're warehousing people, and we do a better job of warehousing animals than we do people. And the response can't be, well, you know, the businesses can't afford the people, or nobody wants to work. Well, you're right. It's a difficult, difficult job to take care of a human being who's not capable of taking care of themselves. Their body functions still continue. And so it takes special people to do that. Why do we only want to pay them $15 an hour? And in many instances, we don't do that. So you want to know why you don't have people who are there? Because you don't treasure them enough. Or we don't understand that they should be paid handsomely to take care of our loved ones. And so if you're paying $13 an hour with no benefits, what do you think you're going to get? If you're paying $15 an hour with no benefits, how many people do you think are going to be lined up to clean adults who can't clean themselves, to feed adults who can't feed themselves? What is wrong with us as a society? We know what's coming down the pike. Well, I know. And if you don't know, that's because you haven't given much thought to it. But if you're a baby boomer, you should be thinking about it. If you're fortunate enough that your family is going to take care of you, if you're one of the select few who thinks that your family is going to take you in the latter years of your life, well, you're a select person. You really are. spend some time in these facilities. And I'm sure people who are listening to me have. If you've got some years on you, then you've been there and you know it. Why are we not raising hell to make sure that those people who are there are compensated properly? Because if they have a shortage of people in those facilities now, what do you think is going to happen as more and more of us wind up there? This should be a priority conversation, but it's not. Where else are you hearing it? Well, that's just that loudmouth Earl again. Well, yeah, I got a loud mouth, but I know what I'm talking about should be a top subject and conversation with not only with congressmen and senators, but with state representatives, but with the president of the United States. It should be a top conversation with the legislature and others. But who's sounding the alarm? And why aren't others demanding that be addressed? It's coming. Make no mistake about it, it's coming. Now, I get it. It's not a romantic subject to talk about. You know, there's more concern about the fact that the dogs from Ukraine get a place to stay. This is the society that we live in. Well, did you see the poor dogs from Ukraine? They're having a tough go of it. Let's bring them to America and let's take care of the dogs from Ukraine. Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying is true. I'm not going to get many people to call on this because it's not talking about the Republicans or the conservatives or the Democrats. It's not talking about politics. But at the root of this is politics. If we want to talk about it, let's talk about it in its totality and the impacts of it. Man, you know, people can't get out of bed. They're in nursing homes, bed sores, infections. Not a romantic thing to talk about. You go to any of them, and they're all understaffed. And yet, even though they're understaffed, they've taken in all these patients. You know why? Because there's a price on each one of the patients' heads that are in those facilities. And there's nobody who's checking up to make sure that they don't overfill what they can handle. Listen, I'm appealing to you. You're 50 years old, you know, which is still got a ways to go before this becomes an issue with you. But if you're 50 years old, you got parents who are either there or will be there shortly. Because your life doesn't stop. Because you have your own family. And trying to deal with someone who's incapacitated is more than a notion. And maybe you can put your life on hold. Maybe you are fortunate enough and financially secure enough that you can put your life on hold to take care of your loved one. I'm telling you, you're the exception, not the rule. So then why? Why are we not focusing on this? And I know what I have to do, since there's not, you know, people who are listening who want to chime in on it. What I'm going to do is then bring in the people who should be having the conversation on a state and federal level. And we'll have that dialogue, and maybe then, if you hear it from the horse's mouth, it might carry more weight. But I'm not going to get up off of it. I'm going to talk about it again and again and again and again. Because really, you know, it's more important for many of us than all these other things we're talking about. Than who the next senator is going to be for the state of Wisconsin. You know, it's more important to me. It's more important to you and me than it is to, you know, somebody that's 20 years old. I got that. But Democrat or Republican should not matter. You don't die as a Democrat. And you don't die as a Republican. You die as a human being. So all the differences that we have in between really don't matter. Dignity matters. And as we age, dignity becomes as important as anything else. Doesn't matter how much money you have. That's going to happen to all of us. So we've got to take this seriously. You know, if you've watched your loved ones waste away and in their last years, you see it even though they're nonverbal. You see it through their eyes. They say the eyes are the soul of a person, and they are. And they can't communicate, but their eyes can. Then you realize what it is I'm talking about. We've got to go to a break. Lynn, I see you. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.